Good morning, Dylan.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER this morning.
Pleasure.
Now, look, it's the start of a new year, and I'm guessing it could be a pretty busy time for you. Do you find a lot of people come into the start of the year and go, okay, new year, new me? But then how do they stay motivated to keep going throughout the year?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, the odds are kind of stacked against the people that make New Year's resolutions. I think that the stats are something like 7 million Australians, I think, will make a resolution. About 4.5 million don't see it through to the end. So I guess the most important thing, if you plan on making resolutions and sticking with it, is you've really got to make sure that your head and your heart's in it, for starters, and you've got to make it achievable. So I think I'll see a lot of people will come in and like, this year it's exactly like you said, it's a new me, it's a new year, I'm going to try something new, I'm going to run my first marathon, for example.
Oh, yes.
Now, look, if you hate running and you're not a runner, possibly a marathon might be a little bit too much to bite off all in one go. And if you hate the training and you say, look, even if you've organized a personal trainer and you've joined up to the gym, he's written you up a program and you don't like the training, the running bores you, the chances are you're not going to stick with it. So choose something that you think you might see through to the end.
Yeah, so realistic goals, I guess that's a pretty key point to that.
100%, even if your goal is just to actually start going to the gym in the first place, I think that's really much more achievable. Believe it or not, being actually financially invested in something such as a gym membership or a personal trainer dramatically increases your chances of sticking with it.
Right.
So that's always something to consider as well.
So the upfront payment of joining a gym is enough motivation for some people to keep going.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, that's interesting. For someone who's looking to sort of change their habits and behaviours, are there any sort of particular exercises or routines that you recommend to people? I mean, to help them get into a habit?
Yeah, look, no exercises per se that I would say are sort of better than others when building a routine, but routine really is the key word here, and I think the most important thing is that whatever you're doing, and whether you are training for a marathon or whether you just want to hit the gym twice a week, you just need to be consistent with it. So consistency really is a key in everything that we do in the health and fitness industry. And the bottom line, really, if you're very keen to make a change, it's not a 6-week or a 12-week program. You know, it really is a lifestyle change. So you've got to make a start at some point, and just know that it really is for the long term. So
yeah,
I think that's the next point, I guess, is not to beat yourself up too much if things don't go to plan straight away. You are going to have slip-ups. For example, I know a lot of people who have decided to quit sugar completely.
Oh, yeah.
I could never quit chocolate. It's just not,
me neither.
It's not going to happen for me. So I know that I don't have enough of it for it to be a problem. And so it would purely be depriving myself of something that I enjoy. So I'm not going to do it. But I know a lot of people have quit sugar. And, you will slip up. It's bound to happen. It's human nature. So the trick here is don't beat yourself up over it. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go again. Like I said, it's a long-term goal we're looking at.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of the time people might slip up or sort of slip back into an old habit which they didn't want. And then they sort of think, oh, well, I've done that now. I may as well just give up.
Exactly. Throw your hands up in the air and go, that's it, I'm done. Yeah. No, that's the wrong way to do it.
But we should all accept the fact that now and then we're going to have a bad day. And then just turn around the next day and just keep going and you'll feel better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even the most seasoned veterans, like people have been training it for a long time and been exercising a long time and they're quite strict with their diet and their regime. Everything gets in the way like one time around, and the most seasoned veterans, I suppose, are the ones that just go, all right, I'll deal with that tomorrow, sort of thing.
Well, how about yourself? Like, obviously, you've got these sessions that you probably book in with people, and you get up early in the morning, but do you ever struggle to sort of motivate yourself to sort of get going and actually train other people?
Look, it's funny you say that. I've been doing this for such a long time, and all my morning start, it's either 5:30 a.m. or a 6 a.m. start, so it's pretty early.
Yeah.
But I'm quite used to it. Or if there's an opportunity for a sleep in, I'll take it almost every time. So it's funny, when it is cold and wet and miserable outside, it can be a bit of a struggle to get up, but I just do it so automatically now that it's not really an issue. And the one thing I can tell you that no matter how much you're not feeling about doing it or the weather's not quite right outside, you always feel 110% better once it's finished. That's guaranteed. Yep. Every single time.
And I guess it's that sort of thinking about how you're going to feel afterwards is what you're trying to think about beforehand. That's always the tricky part.
that's the hard part.
Well, especially when you're warm in your bed.
Sorry?
When you're warm in your bed and nice and dry and warm, and then you think, oh, I don't really want to go out there.
What am I doing? Exactly. But the longer you do it, the more accustomed you get to that feeling. And it's almost what works inversely too. If you don't do it, you end up sort of feeling not quite as good, or you know you're not feeling as good as you would have if you had gone. So you get that sort of intrinsic motivation back as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I guess everyone's different as far as how they like to work out. Some people would choose a personal trainer like yourself, or they'd just sign up to a gym and work it out themselves. Yep. And then there'd be other people who just try and do it themselves. You know, they just wouldn't go to a gym or a personal trainer, but then decide, oh, I'm going to do this at home myself.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that people can do just by themselves to try and convince themselves to do this? Like, do you think there's some a mental attitude you've got to have to say, okay, I have a goal in place? Is that the best way to do it? What do you think if someone's trying to do it themselves?
Look, I think the mental attitude is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
There is a ton of exercises you can do outside of the gym. In fact, half of my day is spent outside down at Bondi Beach. So we do a lot of body weight stuff, a lot of calisthenics, which is really just body weight exercise. And it's the first ever type of exercise, really. If you look back at it, way back in sort of ancient history, people were doing squats and push-ups and pull-ups before gyms were around. But I think, like I said before, just being consistent in your approach. It doesn't matter whether you need to go to a gym. A lot of people find that once they're inside a gym environment, and they know I've got 60 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever it is, I'm there to do the work, and so that sort of gives them that mental kick to get it done. Whereas if you're sort of doing it at home, I find the mental battle for that is going to be a lot harder. Way more distractions.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that can sort of pop up in your way. But there's certainly nothing wrong with training outside of a gym. But you just got to have that drive and that push to get it done.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, it's a new year. Good luck to everyone out there who's thinking about trying to get fitter and working on their body. But Dylan Riviere, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime.